Sports Beat Extra with Odrin Johnson on Beat.
Dave Connell, a big game coming up this weekend, obviously in the All Ireland Cup. You'll know the gravity of this competition for Wexford, I think, particularly after that opening round defeat to Sligo. Is there an added pressure to get a result here against Linfield?
Probably a little bit, but they're in the same boat, so they lost their first game to Rovers. So, yeah, it's probably a game that we need to win to get ourselves back in it, and then hopefully go to Rovers and get something in that game. But we deal with this one first. It's a difficult game. Mm-hmm.
Linfield, obviously, I suppose, probably a difficult side to get analysis on, considering they're obviously playing in the Northern League. Is there much you can take from that game against Shamrock Rovers, considering it's been so long ago? I think if maybe you were to look at your own game against Sligo, you've changed so much since then yourselves. Do you kind of have to have that same approach when looking at Linfield then?
Well, they had a good result last week to beat 35-0, so they're getting a lot of goals. They have a couple of good players, that are in and around the Northern Ireland squad as well, the senior international team, so they're obviously decent enough. It was pretty windy conditions when they played Shamrock Rovers. It was the day after battling in Sligo, which the conditions were really appalling. The pitch was probably unplayable by the end of the game. But listen, you know, we'll put that behind us, we learn from it, and the only analysis we got of them was the Shamrock Rovers game. So they have some decent players, as I said, and there's some areas that we feel we can get at them. So yeah, it's a good game to get at.
How much can you take from your own draw at the weekend against DLR Waves? Obviously, they're in a very good run of form. They had that little blip against Waterford, but they seem to kind of be back on track now after yourselves. You need a lot of chances in that game. Do you feel maybe you could have gotten a bit more out of that?
Yeah, we were disappointed. You know, when we look back at the analysis on Tuesday, there was probably only two chances that they had. One of them was a goal. We had a lot of chances. Again, difficult night conditions-wise, bit slippery. You know, very wet on the night, but it's something that we've been doing over the last couple of weeks, has been creating a lot of chances. Probably could have been 2-0 up against Athlone before they scored. Galway, again, we scored down there, could have been two. It's just a case of trying to take our chances, but you know, listen, we're creating them, which is very good. But we're giving silly goals away. Obviously, I think probably people obviously look at the results, which is fair enough, but the performance level has been good, and we hope that we can bring that in and add a few goals to it on Saturday.
Do you think sort of that unluckiness is a symptom of obviously the team changing a good bit since last year? You know, a lot of key standout players and senior figures leaving the squad, new players coming in. Obviously, you've still got great seniority in both Lauren Dwyer, Becky Casson, Ciara Roster, like, and even Marie O'Sullivan in goal. Like, you know, how much of, I suppose, that unluckiness can be chalked up to just new team, new fields, and still trying to get teams to each other?
Absolutely, and we have a lot of players coming in and new to the league. You know, it's obviously we got a couple of players in from League of Ireland squads, but a lot of the girls, obviously Devon and Kayla and Courtney and Emma, are all in from the States, and they're all new to the league. Even though you can see their improvement week in, week out. Obviously Devon played for the 23s and got a smashing goal last week. She'll come into the team on Saturday. I'll have a look at a couple of other fringe players that have been on the bench as well. It's not that we're disrespecting the cup, it's just an opportunity for me to look at players that have been really excelling in training, so they're going to get their opportunity and hopefully they'll take it. But I think the team is building, you know, as I've been saying. Confidence has grown high in the couple of the players that have come in. It's, you know, you can really see that in training and bringing it into the games. Courtney was probably unlucky not to score on Saturday. On another day, we could have won there by, you know, very comfortably, but we didn't. And we hope to maybe do something about that this Saturday.
Talk to me a little bit on the sort of experience that Megan Smith-Lynch brings to this team. I know she's been fantastic since she's come in this year.
Yeah, brilliant on and off the pitch, as I said, at the start of the season. Her experience is second to none. She's won cups, won leagues. She's working with the international underage teams as a coach. So she brings a huge amount of experience, and her leadership on the pitch is for everybody to see. But not only that, her actually performances have been excellent. She's been one of our most consistent players since she's come in. She's got two league goals already. She's playing in that floating 10, causes teams a lot of problems, and probably she probably feels that she probably could have scored against that loan down there before they had got off the mark. So, yeah, she's been great, and hopefully she stays injury free and keeps going.
I know last year, because of the unluckiness of the All-Ireland Cup in previous years, losing out in the semi-final to Galway United, Wexford had kind of almost targeted that competition as something to get over that hurdle. For yourself this year, is there any particular objectives or cups you're targeting in, like, specifically, or is it kind of a case of trying to attack on all fronts and just hoping you land in one of them?
Yeah, we're hoping to get a bit better league form, get ourselves up into the top end of the league. I feel that we will do that. We played the top three teams, two of them away from home already this season in our first six games. So I'm not saying there's easier games to come. You know, I think everybody's saying there's no easy games in the league. Mm-hmm. You have to approach each game. It's really difficult. But really at this, we're looking at all competitions. If we can get ourselves a win on Saturday, get ourselves back into this competition, and then deal with the rest of it as it comes along, the FEI Cup obviously, and then, as I say, try and get up the league a bit more.
Absolutely. Dave Connell, thanks so much and best of luck for the weekend. You.